from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
And skies this one to right. Chaz McCormick all the way back, and the no-hitter is over. One out away from the no-hitter. Instead, Corey Seager connects for a two-run home run. Bomber that close to becoming the second pitcher in Astros history to have two no-hitters. Instead, it's a 4-2 game in the bottom half of the ninth.
He's staying with the heater up.
Fly ball right field, deep. Chaz McCormick has room and puts it away in front of the wall. Rangers making a bid for another dramatic final inning, but Josh Hader had just enough to keep that in the stadium, and the Astros escape with a 4-2 win and a combined one-hitter between Framber Valdez for 26 outs and Josh Hader with a little skip of the heartbeat for the 27th out.
Yeah, two highlights there. Todd Callis and Jeff Blum on the call. The first highlight, the Corey Seager home run that broke up a Framber Valdez no-hitter with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And then, of course, the final call, which was a victorious one for the Astros. 4-2, the final score. Not going to lie, towards the end when Framber gave up that home run and Hader came in and walked a guy and...
Yeah. Yeah,
there was a lot of I've seen this movie before with that game at the end last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, well, it's a save situation. Okay.
Yeah.
Some of the running theme with the Astros closers over the last couple of years have been like, hey, as long as it's a save situation, they're good. Non-save situations, I don't want to say incredible, but a very, very good performance by Framber Valdez. Corey Seager becomes the only player in MLB history to twice break up a no-hitter in the ninth inning with two outs. So, tip of the cap to him. If the Astros had lost, I wouldn't have tipped my cap to him. I would have been openly screaming at Espada for not taking his legs out on a play at second at some point.
On a double play.
Instructing somebody, and then instructing Denuzio there, whatever his name is, to go ahead and...
DiCenzo. DiNunzio.
Who's DiNunzio?
He's the caddy. He was the caddy Caddyshack. Yeah.
I knew DiNunzio wasn't correct, but I knew DiNunzio was something from movies.
Yeah.
DiNunzio was the jerk one?
Yes.
Like the sleazy one?
Yep.
The one you wouldn't trust with your sister?
Correct.
That was DiNunzio?
Yep. He was slimy. So the Astros last night, they win 4-2. I thought offensively, it was kind of like, okay, this is probably what we are going to, if they're going to get back to winning again, this is probably what it's going to look like. There's nothing below Yiner Diaz in the lineup right now that I feel like is going to turn a corner and really start to boost that part of the lineup. Like a lot of these guys, Seth, like so five through nine last night. We'll just use last night as an example. Jeremy Pena, Jonathan Singleton, Zach DiCenzo, who's off, he's in a different category. It was his major league debut, but he's debuting as the DH on this team. Like that is how lacking in depth they are offensively right now, that they bring a guy up who played 11 games in AAA. Granted, tore it up, but and plunked him down as the DH last night. Jake Myers, Chaz McCormick, those are all guys that are they're not playing well right now, and yet I feel like there's not a 900 OPS month coming out of any of these guys, you know?
It feels like when the Germans started putting 14-year-olds out on the front line, man. It's it just in the many comparisons that the What?
You love your
work. It didn't
work.
Go well after that,
no,
Sean.
No, I know.
All right.
Where?
I mean, it wasn't a good sign when they started doing that.
Yeah. It's that's 5-9 in the Astros lineup right now. 3-14 last night. The top four in the lineup, who are all very capable major league hitters, 8-19 last night.
The Astros, look.
They're the adults in the Army.
The adults in the Army are not holding up their end of the bargain either.
Yeah.
The runners in scoring position and the left on base stats for the Astros since the All-Star break have been just downright embarrassing. And I know that at some point between now and October, there will be another offensive surge. So, which is great, but you can't rely on it in the playoffs, obviously. Even when you're an all-time record-breaking offense, your bats are going to go dry at times during the playoffs. So, it's all about the pitching at this point. It's all about whether Framber can continue to do what he's done many times in the past and what he's been doing as of late. And whether Justin Verlander comes back and his rehab starts, which are coming up very soon, and can come back and give you a couple months of vintage Verlander.
Yep. Define surge for me when you anticipate a surge coming. Is it like a multi-game thing? Is it like...
Yeah. It wouldn't be a surge if it was just one. It would be like what they had before the All-Star break. When they recaptured and regained all this ground. They're capable of doing it. You can get Bregman, Altuve, Pena, and then obviously... The biggest X factor is Tucker. I trust that Yordan will 100% be okay.
Yes.
Obviously, he was very big last night, but he hadn't hit a home run in 50 at-bats. But Kyle Tucker is the one that doesn't just provide his personal production, but just adds a whole lot of stress to the opposing defense just by virtue of him being in
okay,
there.
Okay, thank you. Because the surge you're talking about, to me, doesn't happen if Kyle Tucker doesn't come back. If this is their lineup that they're having to go with here, like I have very little confidence that they can score at a championship level multiple games in a row. Like there's
you
just
think, so the pre All-Star break surge without Kyle Tucker was just a complete once in a lifetime occurrence.
I think it was an aberration. You know, like I do. I don't think Jake Meyers is a 900 OPS guy like he was in the month of May. We've got enough of a body of work now on Jeremy Pena that he can go work on his swing in a laboratory for 16 hours a day in the offseason. He's a 700 OPS guy. A 700 OPS guy who had an outstanding month of October his rookie year and won the MVP of the ALCS and the MVP. And Jonathan Singleton, I mean, they've tried like hell to replace Jonathan Singleton. Like they were replacing him with Jose Abreu for a while earlier this year. Chaz is just not his year. I think last year is an aberration for Chaz. So yeah, and Mauricio Dubon has come back to earth. Like there are four guys in this lineup who would make me nervous if I were an opposing manager, and it's the first four
back
guys
to earth
in the lineup.
Coming back to earth for Dubon, phrasing it that way is putting a way positive spin on it.
Correct.
He's a mess.
Well, look, the whole thing with people, like I get it, like Dubon, in some ways, Dubon's impression with the fan base, this is just my theory, was buoyed by Abreu being in the lineup because there were so many people like, why don't you just play Dubon every day at first base? Which would, at the time, would have been a logical solution because he's way better than Jose Abreu was. The fact of the matter is, though, Mauricio Dubon is like a 260 to 270 type hitter who never walks. He's 4-45. His batting average is .259 this year, and his on-base percentage is .283. When your on-base percentage is only 30 or 40 points higher than your batting average, then you rarely walk. And if you rarely walk, you probably have very uncompetitive at-bats when you're not getting hits. And yeah. And so that's the thing. Like, I love Dubon and his role on the team, but the people that wanted to trot him out there to play every day, that was just that was silliness at the time to me, even when he was going well earlier this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It is like, and that is where with Dubon, even though he's shown that he's capable of really positive outcomes, like his high watermark is going to be as like an average baseball hitter. His best Correct. Seasons have been with like a 720 OPS.
Correct.
So he is. I mean, he is better than he has been over the past. This past really bad stretch, but that's not the thing. That's not, you can't depend on him as being one of the things that's the elixir for the offense.
No, and even even Yiner, as a cleanup hitter, his OPS is 764, which is above average for a major leaguer, but for a championship level baseball team, if your cleanup hitter has an OPS in the mid 700s, you're probably having to win with your pitching, because the lineup falls off a cliff after him.
So magnificent, crazy Cy Young award winning level performance out of what? Just four pitchers in the playoffs is what it has to be. It has to be a pitching run for the ages.
Yes, yeah.
If they're actually going to make a push, they make the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs, exactly. Which is being that's being held up by the division right now. As this team is constructed right now, and I know there was a positive report on Kyle Tucker yesterday from Dana Brown or something that felt positive, sort of a really long quote about how they feel good, and if he feels good, this is an injury where you can come back maybe quicker than others and whatnot. Man, until I see Kyle Tucker put a baseball uniform on and play in a rehab game, I'm treating this thing like Kyle Tucker's not coming back anytime soon, if at all. And if this is the lineup they're going with, because there are no more solutions out there, they're bringing up Zach DiCenzo. That's their solution right now. So there's no answers left out there. What is in that dugout is what you're going with. If they're going to make the playoffs and then make a run in the playoffs, there's going to be a lot of soccer scores. There's going to be a lot of 3-2 and 2-1. Just a lot of low scoring, grind it out.
It is
manufacture run games.
Espada's gotten himself to a weird place now where in the past people would get frustrated that the Astros didn't release enough information or fill us in on various rehabs or whatever. Where now it's gotten to the point almost where when Espada says anything positive, my knee jerk reaction is like, okay. I can only assume that it's actually way worse than whatever you're saying.
Yes.
He has said positive things about so many guys now who have ended up being in the middle of a setback or have been like a day ahead of Tommy John surgery. Like Javier and Urquidy, Espada was all roses about them the day before they had Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to believe that, okay, Kyle Tucker is more advanced now and he is getting back to club, but I can't. I just can't because he doesn't. Espada says this about every single freaking guy.
Yep.
That they're all right on the verge of coming back.
Yep.
Oh, you and Chandler Rome have really put a drain on my positivity
I have,
this morning.
Me and Chandler.
Yes. You too. You dark clouds.
It is
you
true.
You're kind of like...
Framber almost threw a no-hitter last night, and I'm like dissecting how bad the lineup is. Yeah,
Framber was good, but did you see Mauricio Dubon? He's Mauricio Dubon.
Hey, man, someone needs to tell
freaking
the truth.
Eeyore. You and the Texans offense, you're a couple of Eeyores.
Yep.
The rain comes and you just shut it down.
Deal with it.
You just go into a hole and die.
You know what we are? Truth tellers. That's what we are. Sorry. Sorry about it, okay? all right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. D'Amico Ryan sat down with the NFL Network and talked about two of the key guys on his side of the ball on defense, and one of which, if this guy can stay healthy this year, how big a difference does it make for the Texans defensively? We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.